You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, we are live here for our November edition. Chris, give me a knowledge train fact. We're just going to block the intro here to just quickly cut to you.
Knowledge train fact, Etuan Moore is going to be the best gift giver in the Pelicans locker room this year.
Are they
best
doing...
gift giver.
Is it like Secret Santa?
Yeah, it'll be like a Secret Santa situation. He said it's really come through in the clutch.
Is that like one of those things where you put like a limit of like $20 on it and he's like the jerk that spends like 50 or something? What's the Office
55.
Episode?
He's spending jersey number amount on it.
$55 in Secret Santa for Etuan Moore.
Sucks for whoever gets Boogie.
Boogie.
Yeah. So, I'm your host, Jake Madison, for Locked On Pelicans here, joined since we already have just started everything. To my left, to the audience, it's their right, I've got Mason Ginsburg of BourbonStreetShots.com.
Hello.
Hi, Mason.
Hello.
And then to my right, I've got Louis Corzo of LockedOnPelicans.com.
Hello.
Also known as the guy who runs the Pelicans NBA Reddit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Is that like a lot of work? Like, I've seen like Reddit stories, and like it seems terrible at times.
It's not a lot of work for me.
Okay, well, there you go.
I just tweet silly gifts.
That's Twitter. Yeah, it's like basketball Twitter in a nutshell. We've got Chris True bartending over there. You heard him say hello. He's giving us... There we go. And since we're recording this outside and there's a train near us, it's been determined that this is the knowledge train, and if it blows its horn, Chris has to come in with a knowledge fact about the Pelicans.
Or trains.
Yeah, I'll allow train facts.
All right.
You can make them up.
Yeah, I'm locked and loaded. I'm in the station, ready to be released.
Wish you had, like, a conductor hat now.
He does. It's theater of the mind.
Shouldn't have had you be a guest. So, it's November. We've got Thanksgiving in, like, 2 days, right? As I've been losing track of the days far too often recently. True. We need another knowledge fact.
Come On, Ride the Train was number 3 on the Billboard charts for 17 weeks straight in 1998, and then somehow again for 4 weeks straight in 2002.
Did you just look that up, didn't you?
No.
Okay, I was like really hoping that was an actual fact, but I like the made-up fact better. I believed it. This whole podcast is just going to be True giving us facts about trains now, probably.
So or songs about trains.
We upgraded to Outside.
The Outside podcast is way better. So, say the train's already gone off the track.
We're devolving into the NFL Fox or the NFL on Fox pregame football show where all they do is just laugh and don't even talk about anything.
Oh God,
that's us.
Yeah, okay. So who's Terry Bradshaw?
Can I wear the sock from? Never mind.
True. Give us another
train fact. Train fact.
Wait, a train fact or?
I don't know. No,
can we get a Pelicans training fact?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Training fact. So the Pelicans have a barber shop in their practice facility. They have a barbershop chair. It's actually true. And one of my goals in life is to get a haircut in that barber's chair. And I'm confident that I'll be able to pull this off one day.
Okay.
There you go.
You've got that this season.
It's technically a fact.
I feel like if you like put the beard on the line, you'd get it like immediately. Like everybody knows the beard, right?
I'm not going to let them do that.
Let's not be silly here.
It's like you're crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's November. The train's probably going to go off in like another second, too. So it's November. It's Thanksgiving time. So we've got a number of Thanksgiving-themed questions here. Chris, are you going to score this for us?
I got you.
Okay. So even though I, as the host, will be asking the questions here, although True might chime in with one. So let's just kind of jump right into everything here. True, give us another fact. It's going to be so
Jake,
annoying.
This fact is that if you keep coming to me
I can't keep going.
Single train, no one's going to be happy.
All right.
Except for one train-obsessed listener.
The Pelicans fans who love trains are digging this episode.
That Venn diagram is not very big.
No, that's probably not. The Pelican, I think Pelicans fans have some interesting Venn diagrams with like some very big overlap on certain things. I don't think trains are one of them. So it's Thanksgiving. It's the Thanksgiving-themed episode of Locked On Pelicans since there's no podcast after this week. So simple first question. You're hosting Thanksgiving dinner. You can invite, let's say, three players around the league. One must be a Pelican, and you're going to ask them to bring a dish. Which players are you inviting, and what are you demanding that they cook? Mason?
I'm not going anywhere without Joel Embiid. That's an easy first call. So, and one's got to be a Pelican?
Are you going to go on the record here and not pick a Pelican?
I mean, if we're
I'll let you break the rules.
I'm not going to break the rule, but we're talking about 30 teams here. It's a lot of Embiid, and I'm also inviting, just for shenanigans' sake, Jahlil Okafor. So both of them. Just to see how that goes down. And then my third, I'm inviting Omer because he's from Turkey, and I feel like I want some interesting food in that mix.
You wouldn't make him bring a turkey?
No. Hey, wait, that'd be too easy.
I thought that's where you were going with it.
No, not at all. I want some culture.
Okay. Yeah, because nothing screams Thanksgiving more than...
Well, you know what? Buddy Hield's gone, so I would have had to bring something from the Bahamas. That would have been awesome. But
okay.
I
still picked Buddy.
I could have, but Jahlil and Embiid seems like a great pairing to bring together.
Lewis?
All right. Boogie to give whatever green he was giving out at the Ninth Ward the other day. I don't know what that was, but that lady did not like it.
You don't like your family then?
No.
I was like, you're trying to like drive people away?
This will just cause chaos with Boogie. I'm totally fine with that for my family Thanksgiving. This is a little boring. Around the league, Kristaps?
That'd be a good
one. I have
one.
No idea what the food in Latvia is.
You used to like him because he's your keeper and your fantasy.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, but still. I don't know what the food in Latvia is. Does anybody know? Anybody? Let's find out. Invite Kristaps. Lastly, God, I wish you hadn't taken Joel.
I mean, you can still take him. This isn't like a
draft. But then
draft
that's like, okay.
And you haven't picked the Pelican yet, have you?
Yeah, I picked Boogie first.
Oh, right.
But, like, I know how hard it is to go, like, everywhere for Thanksgiving. That's what we do. I don't want to put that on Joel. He has too much fun. Can't do that. So I will invite. I have no idea.
You want us to come back to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'm going to actually break my own rule, which probably means I'm getting like an automatic 0 points because it came to me as we were talking about this. I'm going to get the band back together. I'm inviting Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden to my Thanksgiving dinner because, frankly, you know, most families end up, someone gets angry and then there's some screaming. And I don't know about your Thanksgivings, but I've seen things thrown. Well, let's just keep that tradition going on with those three. So I want them to bring things that can be kind of flung around the room. So like mashed potatoes launch off spoons pretty easily, right?
Can I send a person to your Thanksgiving and just send Bill Simmons there?
No.
No?
No.
Not allowed?
I was going to say no to that idea. Yeah, I'm going to give you the wrong address to my house. And he can go... Metairie, and hang out there. I'll give him Mason's address. Okay, you've got one more now.
So my last guy will be, can't be Kevin Durant, can't be James Harden, can't be Russell Westbrook, because you took them all. Will have to be somebody boring. Steph Curry. I don't know what he's going to do. He has a cooking show, kind of, with his wife.
He's going to bring mouth guards?
Chew on those. Look at you. Nope, that's it. Steph Curry, mouth guards. Play full of them.
True.
I know you like mouth guards.
Mouth guards are the like
staple.
The candy cane of like protective equipment. You know, they're not necessary. What? They're just for show. They taste gross. I'm giving all the points here. I'm also breaking rules. Okay? Instead of giving out spreading the points, I'm giving Mason all the points. I like the turkey. The turkey move is good. I like that he's not serving turkey. My man from Turkey got nothing to do with the Thanksgiving turkey. That's clutch, in my opinion. And I like clutch. Mason with all the points.
So at this point, we should probably just shut the podcast down. Or just give him his like FaceTime now, since he's ahead of everything. All right, let's move on to the next Thanksgiving question that I'm coming up with like in the moment right now and trying to stall for another second or two. Look. It's Thanks Thanksgiving. Simple question. What are you thankful for with the Pelicans to start this season so far?
Can I be thankful for having a point guard?
Like, yes.
Somebody that can run the show, looks nice at times. It's really, it hasn't been nice to look at with Drew running the show. We saw it. It seemed like he forgot everything about being a point guard or that he's done for the last 5 or 6 years. And having Rondo there, excuse me, is just, it's very calming. It feels a lot better, and you can watch that sling pass like over and over again that he did on the
baseline. That's pretty absurd.
And like, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he saw him. I'm still convinced he didn't and just threw it just because. But Rajon Rondo, very thankful.
Fair enough. Mason?
I mean, health. I feel like that has to be the answer if you're a Pelicans fan right now. I mean, I just read.
Aren't there like five guys on the injury report?
The guys that matter are playing.
Yeah, that's the big one.
I mean, with the exception of Solomon Hill, obviously, he definitely matters. But apart from that, I mean, I read a tweet from Zach Lowe an hour ago talking about the Paul Millsap injury. It's just like saying that the Pelicans are the lucky team of the teams fighting for the playoffs, like that seventh or eighth seed. And I'm like, that's a foreign concept to us. Like, the last time we had a fully healthy squad was 07-08 with, you know, Paul West and Peja before he fell apart.
His decline.
Yeah, and so, I don't know. I mean, I think that has to be the answer right now, especially as a team clawing for the playoffs with so many other great teams in the Western Conference.
That's a good one. No, well, so it's funny because I see a lot of, like, other, like, beat writers and fans and people, like, really complaining about their, like, team's injuries. Like, the Jazz in particular are, like, lamenting everything with Rudy Gobert. And it's like, dude, you guys have no idea what it's like. Like, this is, like, nothing. He'll be back and they'll be fine. Can I just be happy for more than, like, two wins right now? Because the past two seasons, I think it was they were a combined, like, 3-23 or something after the first 12 games if you added them all together. So, what, 9 wins now? They're 9-8?
Yep.
Like, that's nice. Even if this team is still kind of middle of the road, I don't even think we have an answer on really what they are just yet. 9 wins is way better than what it has been in the past. It's like, I guess, you know, as we all get caught up in the moment into the game-to-game shift of everything, and I'm guilty of this as anyone else is, you know, some perspective of, like, 9 wins is good right now.
Yeah.
We have them, and they cannot take them away from us.
Hopefully not.
Can they do that?
All right, time to give out some points. I am thankful for all three of you taking time out of your busy schedules and lives this holiday season. So I'm going to give you all a point for this second round. This is a round of sweetness. I'm feeling sweet, so I'm taking the turkey and giving you each a wing. You're each getting a wing of the turkey.
There's only two.
We got a three-wing turkey.
Live with it.
Was it like Madden used to have, like, on the Thanksgiving Day game? Wasn't it like a turkey with, like, 8 legs? It was like the turducken, but it had, like 20 legs to it or something like that. Like, and then you had to watch him eat it, which was gross and not anything good. Chris, do you have a Thanksgiving question for us?
Yeah, so a big thing with Thanksgiving is the leftover meal the day after, maybe multiple days after. You got if the fridge, pantry are packed in. I want to know what is your favorite leftover from the previous season with the Pelicans? Whether it's a game day experience thing, if it's a player, if it's a whatever it is, what is your favorite thing that is currently left over from 2016, 2017?
Mason?
Jake, your turn to go first.
Okay, I'll go first. The question was, what's your favorite leftover from last season to this season? I can't pick, like, Davis and Cousins, can I? Like,
sure.
That's kind of cheap. No, that's not fair and fun.
You know what? Someone's got to go in and grab the turkey and the mashed potatoes first and clean it out. Someone's got to do it. Jake, it's your podcast.
Well, like,
that's you. Fill her up.
All right. I mean, it's on Thanksgiving. My favorite thing is turkey and mashed potatoes, and you just called Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins turkey and mashed potatoes. So I'm saying those guys, those reheat really, really well the next day, too. Like, you can eat mashed potatoes for, like, weeks after, and it's not like they've gone bad in there. Well, maybe they go bad at a certain point. But, like, you just throw them in the microwave, and the taste is the same. We saw Davis and Cousins playing well to end the year last season in March, where, what, they went, like, 10-6, something in that stretch, where they looked really good. And this year, both these guys have been near MVP level. I can't tell you which one's been better than the other. So, again, they reheat really well from last season to keep up the form this year.
Do it big.
I'm going to go with Etuan Moore. I thought about Darius Miller as a leftover from like 4 years ago.
Damn it! But, I was going to do that.
Sorry. I shouldn't have.
You still can.
You still can.
I will.
But Etuan Moore, I feel like he got a lot of. Yeah, he was a lot of people just kind of thought he was there last season. I don't think he got enough credit for the role he filled with the Pelicans last year. And his minutes kind of wavered a little bit, but everyone was really excited when the Pelicans signed him. I think most people we heard from thought it was a pretty fair contract. And this year, especially recently, he's really stepped up. He's been the fourth best player, I think, and it's been pretty nice to see him really flourish after a kind of a ho hum first season where he didn't really do anything to make himself well known.
I thought he was like a perfectly average player, kind of like the question's always on NBA Twitter. He's like the most average player in the NBA, and I'm like, it could be more. Not this year. He, like you said, fourth best player on the team. Like, he shed that label for me. Anyway.
So sometimes, I don't know how everybody else's pantry situation is, but I am awful about cleaning out my pantry. So sometimes you dig around back there. I don't know how long Tony Sachery's, like, the injectable stuff lasts to make turkey better. But if we're talking about Boogie and Cousins, and I don't know which one was the turkey, Darius Miller as the injectable stuff to make that
goods.
Team run.
They're canned goods.
What? I mean, sure.
That actually stays good.
It makes, like, his shooting has made the team look a lot better. And, like, you look at the box score, like, last night, and you see his, like, plus numbers just, like, and they're not the, like, plus numbers aren't the best, but, like, you see them, and, like, at one point he was, like, plus 15 or something crazy. Just, it, the shooting, like, I know we kind of, like, poo-pooed on, like, everybody saying, hey, this team needs shooting and spacing, and, like, nobody really wanted, we all like to believe in our team, but Darius Miller's shooting has made a huge difference the last month of the season. It's been great. It's been fantastic. I don't know what else to say.
He's just aggressive. I mean, that's,
he is. And yeah, he's finally looking for, like, he is taking his shot.
I was sitting when I was covering the Pelicans Bulls game. I was sitting next to Jim, and I told him right after halftime, I said, "Man, I still can't believe we triggered the hard cap for Darius Miller. He's done nothing for us." And literally, starting the second half of that Bulls game, he's been just incredible. Like, I don't know what Gentry told him, but just to be more aggressive and shoot your shot, literally. I mean, he's done it, and he's been very valuable for this team. I wouldn't be surprised to see him at some point get into that starting lineup.
And going back to, like, more random plays from last night, the cut pass to, like, Tony Allen that he threw was just fantastic. And I know most of it was Tony Allen, but the fact that Darius Miller got to throw that
just
pass.
Just to see it, though, and have the vision. He was always a decent passer even here. That was, like, the one real skill he seemed to kind of show off in his first stint. Like, he can move the ball.
German superstar Darius Miller. That's what you found in your pantry.
All right, Chris, who we got?
Big reveal. I'm actually giving nobody points this round.
Mason's going to win.
Simply because I was looking for more of an answer that goes outside of the Thanksgiving leftover box, okay? I'm looking for an answer. Okay, my favorite leftover from last year is the big screen. The big screen hanging down on the top of the arena. I'm thrilled they did not take that thing down and sell it at a garage sale. It's such a good piece, and I'm happy it's still up there. You know, I'm happy that Joel Myers is hanging out. I'm happy that Pierre is hanging. I know these are all my favorites.
Joel Myers is always the right answer. I will say that.
Train's here. My favorite train fact is that the lead singer of Train, whose real name is Colby McPherson, Colby is actually a huge Charlotte Bobcats fan, and he wears Bobcats jerseys to every concert he plays in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. That's Colby from the band Train, famous for Meet Virginia.
Drops of Jupiter.
Even though he's from Charlotte.
Those could all be true. Again, I don't know if people could hear that because that train was actually making a lot of noise during that, but apparently, according to Chris, and Mason, I think, is looking this up and shaking his head in a very positive yes manner. Trust me, I'm your host here. I don't lie to you guys. He's shaking his head yes. Colby McPherson, was that his name?
I think so. I think that's what I said.
Yeah, I think so, too. He is the lead singer of Train and wears Charlotte Hornets jerseys in Bobcats.
Yeah. He wears Raymond Felton.
He's a hipster.
What about Boris Diaw? Are those just, like, too big, though, for him?
Boris Diaw was too big. On Valentine's Day, he wears a half Emeka Okafor, half Raymond Felton jersey, home and away. So that rich navy blue and that creamy, creamy, creamy white.
I thought there was more to that in there. You just kind of ended it on that, and
I thought you were going to end the podcast on that.
I just stopped recording because, oh my God. Thank God they don't get to censor me. Like, so that's great. All right, so we're keeping the Thanksgiving theme here, which apparently we weren't supposed to do last question, but we did anyway. What?
I'm now realizing that for the leftovers, I should just pick Chris True so I could win at this game.
Oh, because man.
We're all behind, and, like, Chris has been there forever. He's a leftover, technically.
Oh, man.
All right, let's redo the – you want to redo the question? Can we get a second chance to redeem ourselves?
Oh, you want a brand new question?
No, no, same question, but non-Pelicans players' answers.
Oh, sure, sure.
I pick Chris True.
We'll do it quickly.
There you go, Chris True.
I'm going to say the senior dance team. I am a huge fan of them out on the court. You've got, like, the one or two dudes in there with all of the older women. They've just got to be slaying it, man, right? Good for them.
God. It's Joel Myers. It's the answer. The right answer is always Joel Myers.
Yeah, Mason's right. I'm sorry.
What is happening?
I'm sorry, Mason's right. It's
I picked
Joel
you.
You picked me, but I picked Joel. Mason picked Joel.
Does that mean you picked Joel?
Sense. I guess I picked Joel. Like transitive property? I picked Joel?
That's true. Okay. So I'll give you a point as well.
Yes!
So you're ha, second. Jake. Although, Jake, the host of the show, has finished last yet again.
The cool thing is I get to edit this. All of a sudden, you guys are going to hear weird, like, spliced things in there.
Everyone tied at zero.
Jake gets 10 points. It's like,
true, your segment, though, with the senior dance team was probably one of the best ones I've seen on Pelicans.com.
Oh, yeah, so for those good. Of you who don't know, check out the Pelicans.com video page. They actually gave me a tab on there with my name that has a bunch of my videos on there. One of the senior dance team ladies straight up got fresh with me.
Ow!
Live on air. Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. So before we continue with the live podcast, I do want to let you all know, fantasy sports fans in particular, you all need to listen up. Did you know that your chances of winning on draft.com or playdraft.com are 80% better than on other salary cap daily fantasy sites? Well, it is. That's why Draft is my favorite daily fantasy site. No more getting crushed by the pros. People take their inside info. They go use that to their advantage, things like that. You don't want to be part of that. Go out and win your money in a fairer way. And Draft is just that. And it's not just me that are trying to play on there and try and win money. More than 1 million people have already downloaded the Draft app too. Play in real live NBA drafts right now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every couple of seconds so you can join one whenever you want. All new players also get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code LOPelicans. That's right, just play in a real money draft for free just by using my promo code LOPelicans. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Pelicans listeners a money back guarantee of up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to the draft.com or go to draft.com and come play free right now. And like I said, it's the best thing. It's a snake draft. You don't want everyone drafting Anthony Davis and then having him go off and it doesn't help you because you had him along with everyone else. You draft him, you get him. No one else can reap the benefits of that. That's how you win money on Draft. So download the app, Draft, just search it in your app store. Get on there and start winning money and playing for free today. All right, Chris, give us another question if you've got one.
Oh, geez. Okay, one more. I got one more question for you. So Thanksgiving is a bad weekend for traveling, right? Plane tickets go way up. Traffic is bad. There's bad drivers just rushing back and forth. I want to know, knowing that travel will be stressful, which Pelican player would you most like to travel with in order to ease the stresses of holiday travel? So you tell me the player and also the mode of transportation. For example, you could opt to get in a train with Jimmy or Nelson. But whose favorite band happens to be Trey. By the way, he loves Drops of Jupiter.
So we're trying to make it easier on ourselves, so I can't put, like, Boogie on a subway with me to just kind of, you know.
You do whatever you want.
Well, you said make it easy. I think Boogie on probably a subway. That's what I'm going with.
Great.
So how does it make it easier?
Have you seen him? He yells at people.
Yeah, I guess they give
you
like a
wide berth.
I mean,
as long as there's not like a referee out there to like kick him out for a random flagrant two that we're going to pretend happened.
Aren't subway conductors the referee of underground travel?
Can they give out flagrants or review from Secaucus?
Good
call. Boogie Cousins on a subway. Thank you.
Mason?
Dante in his truck.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, I haven't. If there's any chance to ride in that thing, yeah, we're going.
You're talking the white Raptor that he has?
That giant truck that he's got.
He's got multiple giant trucks.
Oh, well, I'll find a picture of it. Dante Cunningham.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
If you're all around the arena, if you walk around the back towards, like, the media parking lot area, like, where the players' cars are, the players all park their cars in, like, this kind of, like, gated off area that has like screens around it so you can't see anything, and then just parked on the curb is this giant white truck with huge white rims, and it's like a Raptor, and it's just wild looking, and it is Dante's truck because it doesn't fit in the player's parking lot truck. That's not the one. I know he's got the one that looks like an RV but is a truck. It's not that one. He just parks his like white crazy thing on there.
So when we do zombie apocalypse questions, go for Dante.
Yeah, like Dante's the guy.
Yeah.
It probably would have been Chris Kamen if he was still here, but it's like most definitely like Dante.
I don't know if I want to hang out with Chris Kamen though.
Okay, so I'll tell this story on here before I answer. When we were doing the watch parties with BourbonStreetShots.com, we had one night, and as we have the train making noise, but I'm not going to ask Chris for a train fact because I'm going to give you a fact about Chris Kamen and Eric Gordon instead. And these are true facts. And so Eric Gordon was telling us he came to the watch party and hung out for a little bit. And we asked him for like a story about teammates. And he goes, let me tell you about one about Chris Kamen, which basically like is, I have no doubt that this is true. They were in LA when they were on the Clippers. And Kamen was like, hey, you want to come like boating with me today? It's like in the off season. He was like, sure, I'll come out on the boat. We'll go fishing. That sounds fun. So they go out on the boat. They're, I don't know, like catching marlins or something. At one point, Kamen like rips the like still beating heart out of a fish and swallows it whole, which again doesn't surprise me. And so it's getting dark. They've been out on the water. They're kind of like moving for a little while. And Eric Gordon's like, so when are we heading back? And he's like, we're not heading back. And Eric Gordon's like, the hell are you talking about? They just boated straight up from LA to like Hawaii on Kamen's boat over like a week. And he just more or less kidnapped Eric Gordon to take him when he did not tell them they were going to Hawaii. And he had to like buy an expensive plane ticket to like fly back the next day, as well as like buy clothes, because he literally came in like all he was wearing. Again, it was like a day trip. It's like Gilligan's Island just going to Hawaii with Chris Kamen and not getting wrecked, like a 3-hour tour. So that's our train fact of the moment, and probably why you don't want to travel with Chris Kamen, because he's going to make it more stressful for you.
I feel like I now know why Eric Gordon wanted to stay in Phoenix. That's how I feel after that story.
Well, his heart was out there so that Chris Kamen couldn't get it and probably like, eat it.
Point to Jake. I'm sorry. Jake gets on the actual scoreboard here. Yes. I love a good Chris Kamen story.
Probably beer respect beard.
What?
Beard respect beard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love the. Was it a Wookiee sound they played in the arena? I mean,
he hated that supposedly, and they had to stop doing it.
Yeah, maybe a little too goofy for my taste, but I can respect it for the people who were into it. And Chris Kamen, I think one of the weirder people. You know, when all of us here at the New Movement right now are on the senior citizen dance team for the New Orleans Pelicans. Which we all, we weren't recording, we all took an oath that we were all going to join the senior dance team when our time comes. When that happens, I think we're going to look back fondly on Chris Kamen's tenure with New Orleans basketball. We're going to be like, what was that? How did that happen? Where did that time go? So point to Jake Madison.
On the board. He also was probably the only person who ever liked practicing at the Ilario Center on the West Bank where they used to practice, because they have that Bayou Signet area right behind it, and he literally would just go hunting after practice in the bayou and like kill animals and then be like really excited about it. He'd show like the media the pictures of like his catch for the day, and they played the then Bobcats, since we've been talking about the Bobcats a lot tonight, and like he shot a Bobcat out there and like held up a picture of him holding a bloody Bobcat who they were then playing like the next night, and he was super excited.
Chris was saving that in his freezer.
It's probably still there. It's like in whatever house he was renting in, it's like still in the fridge. Hopefully the lights are still on. Otherwise, that's gonna like smell. You're Googling pictures of Chris Kamen. What
Chris
happened
Kamen
to your
hunting.
Phone?
It's not notable.
Okay.
Not
notable. I was like looking at this and I'm like, all right. So going back to our Thanksgiving theme here, dessert's a big part of Thanksgiving. When it comes to the Pelicans in the most general way. Who's the dessert?
This, in a basketball sense?
Yeah, it's like the sweetness.
This is certainly
in a basketball
a
sense?
Yeah, in a basketball sense, or whatever sense you want to take it in.
I feel like this is like dangerous territory for.
Then don't
the
answer
sweetness.
In a dangerous
way. I'll wait. Go
way.
Ahead. I'll go. No, I'll form an answer. Go to Mason. What do you think?
I'll go first. It's
sweetness.
Let's see. It's probably, at this point, it's Diallo. It's the Human Victory cigar is how I'm interpreting it. So who comes in when you know you've got the game locked up and it's over and it just means victory? And that seems like it's Diallo at this point. So, or I guess one of the two-way guys, too, but they're not always on the team. So I'll go Diallo.
Did that help you?
No, it didn't help me. Because, like, Diallo is just like, I don't know. I'm still, I have mixed feelings on Diallo right now. Sweetness. I have to pick a player and not Pierre. I'm gonna go with. Can I pick Omar Asik? Like, it just looks so sad, like seeing him on the sidelines, just kind of there. I mean, apparently he's shooting free throws now, so that's great. Maybe
Gentry said today they're gonna get him into a game at some point, which probably negates the idea of a medical retirement. I think we've just maybe ruled that out here.
But like, he looks a little sad, and like, I just kind of want to cheer him up. So Omar, if you're listening, you're the sweetness.
See, there you go. That was a nice
was
compliment
safe.
Paid to Omer Asik. Yeah. I don't know. I can pick, like, Darius Miller because, like, when you come in, you're like, okay, he's going to kind of add something to this, like sugar does in dessert. Like, kind of, like, kicks it up just a little bit of a level. You'd also say Pierre because he just makes things more fun. And when you have a bunch of sugar, you feel great for a couple of minutes, and then you need to lay down. It's kind of like Pierre's job.
We missed one. If you remember Bill Simmons back in the day when Tony Allen was a Celtic, what did he call Tony Allen?
Sweetness.
Trick or treat, Tony Allen. Jesus. Because it was either going to be real good or real bad, whatever he gave you. And so, I mean, that's
like
option.
So long ago that like I don't remember this whatsoever. Yeah. Chris, who's your sweetness with the Pelicans?
My sweetness with the Pelicans, I'm gonna say it's Jameer Nelson. I think Jameer Nelson is a very nice guy. I think back in the day, one of the very first times I sat in my seat behind the visitor's bench, Jameer Nelson was one of the first dudes that struck up a conversation with me. And every time he came to town, he was always very, very kind. And I missed his first game in New Orleans, but the second time I was there, he came over and shook my hand. I thought that was extremely sweet and not necessary. He didn't have to do that, but he did it. He's this very sweet guy. And I think that I'm assuming he likes candy.
So Chris is assuming Jameer Nelson likes candy. Does anyone not like candy?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you just not like sweet things in general?
No, I like Jameer Nelson.
I mean, he's kind of sweet, so yeah.
I set myself up for that one, didn't I? Like, big time.
Points going to me. I'm in last place, but points are to me on that one.
I think, do we have like an act, is there like an actual score, or is it just like.
Mason won.
Yeah, okay, so I think we can.
I won the
it.
First time I was here, too, just saying.
Mason is 2-0, just like the New Orleans Pelicans are 2-0 whenever Pierre hits the first of his half-court shot backwards attempts. That's an actual stat, by the way.
That's an actual train fact.
that's real. I would like to end this my portion of this episode with an actual fact for the first time, which is the past two games, first against Atlanta, last night against OKC, when Pierre shoots his half-court shot backwards and makes it in the first try, the team wins. And it's 2-0 so far, and they've done it twice in a row. So keep your eyes.
That's a lot of pressure on Pierre, like, going forward.
King Center early, to, you know, for the next game against the Spurs, to watch Pierre take those half-court shots, and just know a lot is on the line.
Cut to Pierre in like a month, like no feathers, his mohawk's off.
He's gonna be like smoking.
Yeah, trying to figure out why he can't make them anymore. Way to go, Chris.
I love him.
How can you not?
You know, you just won't tell us.
I won't tell. If I do or not.
Fair enough. All right, Mason, you've got, I don't know, since we're doing our fake around the horn thing here, and you've won despite us not having any idea what the score. Yeah. You got all the points in one round. That's just like you're going to win way.
It's almost not fair.
Also, you had good answers, so I don't want to discredit your victory here for the second time in our New Orleans basketball social club meetups. So you've got the floor, I don't know, until I stop you.
Okay.
You can also not say anything. Silence is a statement.
I don't have much this time around because, I mean, isn't the default thing to talk about, you know, what you're thankful for since Thanksgiving? We literally spent an entire podcast talking about what we're thankful for. So, I don't know. Do you guys have anything you want to add? Yeah, any questions? Anything you want to throw out at us?
I would invite Zach Randolph to Thanksgiving. Okay. The medicine.
I actually like that. Okay.
All right.
That was a good one. Who are you inviting to Thanksgiving? You
please,
can pick
because Glenn Big Baby Davis eats very well.
Wait, time out.
You don't want him coming
to
dinner.
No Thanksgiving dinner. Then you have no Thanksgiving dinner, Jason.
I feel like he would bring enough to share the wealth.
He does seem like a very generous person.
We can corroborate that with people in Baton Rouge since he went to LSU. We can figure it out.
I know John Brady, his college coach. Yeah, I can ask him.
He was here, right, for the first
time? Yeah, he pops around. You just ask him. Next time, we'll get him on just to talk about Big Baby in college. Because I bet there are, like, stories from that. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think we're all thankful for just the Pelicans in general.
Wins
are nice. Yeah. We're not, like, miserable 17 games into the season.
Are we?
Except for the Denver game.
We don't talk about that.
What Denver game?
What are you talking about,
sir? What Denver
game?
Neither of them. We don't talk about any of them.
No.
Neither of them.
Just on the Denver games are a bad thing. All right, so we can wrap it up there, I think. We've got it all. So thank you all for being here. Thank everyone for listening. No more podcasts the rest of the week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be thankful for your families and for the Pelicans, right?
Basketball in general?
Basketball in general.
It's been really good.
Yeah, this season's been fun, minus, like, injuries to people. So I want to thank my guests here, Mason Ginsburg with BourbonStreetShots.com, at Mason Ginsburg. I cannot remember your Twitter handle.
I am Ron Burgundy?
I am Ron Burgundy, yeah. And then I've got Louis Corso.
Allegedly at Nola Pelicans. There's an underscore in there. Nola Pelicans Reddit.
I was going to say, if it's
there's
like
a Reddit in there,
just Nola Pelicans,
yeah,
it's probably
definitely
taken.
Not Nola Pelicans.
Then I'm not going there.
We are definitely going to end it there. So we'll be back with you all next time. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter.